In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We look at John, 1 John 4. This is the epistle of John, 1 John 4. The first word says, beloved. Beloved. It also means beloved. Let the Lord love you today. Yes, Lord. For we are the beloved of the Father. We are the beloved of the Son. And through the Holy Spirit, let the Lord love us today. Love, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We think of false prophets that we know of, the Jehovah Witnesses. We should have their zeal. They do for a lie what we won't do for the truth. The Mormons, these are false prophets. The Mormon believes that Mother God and Father God are in the heavenlies, and they're copulating and they're bringing forth children, spirit children. Please, please, believe not every spirit. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses that the Lord Jesus Christ took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary is of Christ. People were saying he wasn't really a man. He was an angel. No, no, no. He came in the flesh. He was in the womb of the Virgin Mary and took on flesh for 9 months. Yes, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. The Antichrist. We have many Antichrists. You know, there will be one at the end of time, but we have many antichrists that do not believe that Jesus has come in the flesh, that Jesus is true God and true man, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, the only Savior of the world. Buddha, sorry to say, he was sitting down having the best time in his life, but Jesus was the one that was on his feet bringing salvation and bringing the kingdom of God to people. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. If you want to say, what is the Bible about? It's all about Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome the Antichrist, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you know that? That greater is he, that Lord Jesus Christ, that is in you than he that is in the world. That the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell within our hearts. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? The Antichrist. But greater is he, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, that dwells in our heart. We are tabernacles of the Trinity. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Let's say that together. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's say it again. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let's say it again. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say it one more time. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We have to believe that. We have to believe that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Antichrist, the devil himself. Greater is Jesus that is in me than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are not of the world, because we belong to Christ. The world has a world system. I'm not talking about the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world is a system. It's dog eat dog. It's stepping on people's heads to get ahead. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. And the world hears them. We are of God. Hallelujah. And he that knows God hears us. He that is not of God does not hear us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So he talks about those who are of God, listen to him and listen to the community, that Jesus has come in the flesh, that Jesus is Lord, that there are some that will take that and there are others that will not take that. If you belong to God, you believe that Jesus has come in the flesh, that he has come in the flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Let me tell you this. God's not going to be saying to me, how many good things did you do? He's going to say, did you love people? Did you love people? How much love did you have? Did you love people? Did you love me? Oh, he's going to ask us about love, because God is love. Did you love? Did you love your enemy? Oh, even the Pharisees and the Sadducees and sinners love those who love them. But did you love your enemies? My Lord, this is what he's going to ask us. You know, it's the final examination. It's 25th chapter of Matthew. He's going to ask us, did we love? Did we love? Did we love? Did we love? He's going to ask us, were we people that loved people? Or were we just, you know, bonging cymbals, you know? And it shall be when the Son of Man comes, he will sit upon the throne of his glory. And he will gather all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king shall say to them on his right, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. That's who you loved. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. You loved. I was stranger, and you took me in. You loved. I was naked, and you clothed me. You loved. I was sick, and you visited me. You loved. I was in prison, and you came unto me. You loved. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, naked or clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and came to visit you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, inasmuch as ye have done this to one of the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. You know, my friend called me up this morning, a beautiful Polish lady. And I said, hi, I'm glad you called. Beautiful Polish lady. She loves Jesus. And she calls me. And you know what? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that these people that love Jesus call me? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Let me tell you, love came down from heaven in the womb of the Virgin Mary. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, toward you, toward me, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us first and sent His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. This is love. Herein is love, not that we first loved God, but God first loved us by sending His Son as a sacrifice for our sins, sending His Son to die on a cross so that we might become the children of Abba, my Lord. Beloved, if God so loved us that He sent His Son as a sacrifice for our sins, we also ought to love one another. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. I'm going to say it again. No man has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. That's real. That's real. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and love is perfected in us. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Well, we go out every Saturday, and we feed the poor. And not only do we feed them, but people come up and say, "Would you bless me, Father? Would you bless me today?" So I put my two hands upon them and pray. I tell you, my friends, it is something to see the homeless, how filled with gratitude they are. When Father Joshi had to go to India, they sent him a card, "Your homeless friends," and all the people signed their name. Father Joshi was so touched by that these people who have nothing thought about him. You know why? Because he, for months and years, thought about the poor. He fed them and loved them every Saturday. I tell you, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. When we look at the cross, we see love. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in the Son might not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, God so loved not only the world, but God so loved you. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. If God so loved us, we should love one another. And unfortunately, my friends, in communities, people start thinking, "I want to be better than so-and-so." And we are called to love one another because God so loved us that He gave His only Son on the cross. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Jesus said, "Be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, how do you do that? By loving one another. By loving one another. And sometimes it's hard to love, isn't it? Sometimes it's hard to love. But anyway, we are called to love. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. We dwell in Him and Him in us because He gave us the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Amen. He came to save us from sin. He came to save us from the grave. He came to save us from the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ on the cross came to save us. Yes, He is our Savior. my personal Savior. He saves me from myself. Yes, Lord. He wants to save you from pornography today. But you have to ask Him. And you have to say, make it easy. Make it easy. He wants to save you from your anger. Somebody came up to me on Sunday. It wasn't confession. And he said, you know what? I have been begging God to take away the road rage that I have. And you know what? It's working. The Lord is touching my heart, and I don't have that road rage that I used to have. Oh, he said, I was one day having this road rage, and this cop came up to me and said, would you like to tell me what you just called that man? And you know, he was convicted of sin. And he says, now I don't have that road rage. Hallelujah. I've been asking Jesus to give me His grace, to give me His peace. I tell you, it works. It works. It works. Let me tell you about the young woman who came to me just a couple of days ago. I'm telling you because we need to pray for her. She has an alcoholic problem and a drug problem. They were supposed to come to Mass on Sunday. They didn't. But Lord, I ask you to put your hand on her head and deliver her because she can't deliver herself. Jesus, come to her and deliver her from this addiction to booze and drugs. Deliver her. Deliver her. Deliver her. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. How do I know that God loves in me? Because I love people. I love people. Well, you know what? We love people, and what happens? We get hurt. How many of us have loved and been hurt? Oh, yes. So we don't love anymore. Well, if you're not loving anymore, you may as well dig a grave 6 feet and throw yourself in. It's all about love, I'm telling you. And you know, I'm challenged by it. I've loved and loved and loved. I've given away and given away and given away. And so many times I get just a slap in the face. But what does the Lord say? Forgive, 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 and move on, move on, move on. Hereby we know we dwell in God, because He has given us of His Spirit. I thank You, God, that the Spirit of God dwells within me. Holy Spirit, help me to love more. Help me to love more. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. Jesus is the Son of God. God dwells in him, and he in God. Jesus is true God and true man. Hallelujah. Jesus is Savior, my Savior. Oh, yes. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in the Son would not perish, but have eternal life. And we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Hallelujah. And he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. God is love. I tell you, He is love. He is the lover of my soul. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so we are in this world. Well, that's a difficult one. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. I tell you, remember what happened on Sunday? Remember the woman that was an adulteress came into Simon's house, Simon the leper's house? Remember she started to wash his feet? Oh, yes, I wonder how many of us would have her wash our feet. We would be thinking, oh, what are the people thinking? Jesus didn't care. This woman wasn't invited, but she knew Jesus was there, started to wash his feet with her tears, dry them with her hair, perfumed his feet, I tell you, kissing, kissing, kissing his feet, I tell you, though she loved much, her sins were forgiven, and her faith has saved her. I tell you, this is so beautiful. How many of us would allow a woman of the streets to do that to us? When we go to the poor on Saturday, sometimes they want to hug us. Yeah, so we hug them back. We hug them back. They are not untouchables. Everyone wants to be touched. Everyone wants to be loved. I don't want to touch people with leather, with gloves on. I want to touch people with my skin. I want to tell them that, you know what? God loves you. And because God loves you, I love you. Because God loves me. Because God loves me, you should love me. Herein is love made perfect, that we have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has to do with torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him. Why? Because he first loved us. Oh, people, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, I love Jesus. Do you truly love Jesus? I truly love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me. Oh, women, do you love Jesus? Yes, you love Jesus. Do you truly love Jesus? You truly love Jesus. Tell us why you love Jesus. This is why we love GY. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, men, do you love Jesus? Oh, yes, I love Jesus. Do you truly love Jesus? I truly love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Come on, church. Oh, church, do you love Jesus? Yes, we love Jesus. Do you truly love Jesus? We truly love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why we love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hit it. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me, that God sent his Son as a sacrifice for our sins, that God loved us perfectly. Therefore, we should love one another. That God is love, and perfect love casts out all fear. Fear has to do with torment. We have been saved by the blood of the Lamb, for Jesus Christ is our Savior, and he has come in the flesh, and he has saved us from the grave, from Satan, and from sin, and from ourselves. Let me tell you, we are having a school of the Holy Spirit between the 14th and the 20th of July. People should be calling Holy Rosary that we are going to have this school, and it's, we're spending a whole week on the school of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we will pray for the baptism of the Spirit for people. We will be using the gifts, and we teach people how to use the gifts, how to listen to God, how. And then we want to activate these gifts so that you might use them when you leave. So the School of the Holy Spirit between the 14th and the 20th of July. For your more information, 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. I tell you, this is the summer, and we need to hear from people. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Don't think that other people are going to do it. You do it. You send me what you can. No gift is too small, and no gift is too big. Anything you send me, it's all for Jesus. It's all to get the Word of God out. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.